A wedding minister should not be embarrassed by weddings. That may sound simple, but it matters. Some people treat weddings as sentimental, shallow, decorative, or merely cultural, but a Christian wedding minister sees something deeper. A wedding is a sacred celebration of covenant love. Christian romance is not the enemy. Beauty is not the enemy. Desire is not the enemy. Celebration is not the enemy. God created human beings as embodied souls, male and female, capable of love, attraction, promise, joy, and shared life. The problem is not romance. The problem is romance without covenant. The problem is not beauty. The problem is beauty without holiness. The problem is not desire. The problem is desire without God's design. The problem is not celebration. The problem is celebration without worshipful gratitude. A faithful wedding minister learns to love Christian romance rightly. That means you can rejoice when a bride and groom are excited. You can care about the beauty of the ceremony. You can honor the dress, the flowers, the music, the vows, the rings, the kiss, the feast, and the family gathering. These are not distractions when they are received under God's blessing. At the same time, you help the couple see that the wedding day points beyond itself. The beauty of the day should serve the covenant of the life. The flowers will fade, the photos will age. The music will end, but the vows are meant to be lived. So your ministry brings together joy and seriousness. You might say to a couple, I want your ceremony to be beautiful because covenant love is beautiful, but I also want it to be meaningful because marriage is sacred. One common mistake is to make Christian wedding ministry sound cold, stiff, or anti-romance. That does not honor God's design. Song of Solomon celebrates marital desire. John 2 shows Jesus present at a wedding feast. Revelation ends with the joy of the marriage supper of the Lamb. Love weddings. Love covenant more. Then help couples see how the two belong together.